Hey family, this is Reginald Martin, founder of Kometic Centered Living. In this video, I want to help you to remove a veil over the Bible that keeps so many of humanity locked in fear and anxiety. My purpose in this video is not to bash Christianity, but to give you knowledge and tools that will help improve the mental health of a growing number of ex-Christians all over the world. I want you to have the ammunition and to gain the courage to examine the negative programming so that you can live life boldly, authentically, unapologetically, and on your terms without guilt or shame. I want you to know that everything in the Bible originated from the land of prehistoric Egypt called Kemet and continued for thousands of years in ancient Egypt. In this video, I'm going to expose the origins of the birth of Jesus and the nativity scene and esoterically connect back to the pure and empowering teachings of the ancient Egyptian netters of Ra, Horus, Osiris, and Maat. Esoteric means there is a secret or hidden knowledge that was meant for only a select few with specialized knowledge. Because of the layers of misinformation regarding ancient Egypt, as polytheistic or worshiping many gods, the veil stays covered that connects Egyptian mythology and Kemetic spiritual science to the Bible. I'm going to help you pierce that veil in this video. If you're a woke pastor with a dwindling congregation, a wise elder, or an ex-Christian that has given knowledge and advice for free over and over, I can help you learn Kemetic science so you can repossession these religious concepts to more inclusive and empowering spirituality. Check out my video at www.workwithreginaldmartin.com. You will learn about two significant social and economic trends that learning Kemetic principles like these I will address in this video that can help you tap into and right a sinking ship so you can carve out a niche to sustain and elevate yourself financially. This is what you'll learn in this video. First, I will lay some foundational knowledge about the ancient Egyptian belief system that has been misunderstood and misinterpreted. They were monotheistic and not polytheistic, as has been erroneously taught for so many years. The ancient Egyptians and prehistoric Kemet had supremely sophisticated and cohesive philosophical, metaphysical, medical, and science systems that all work synergistically instead of the compartmentalized and disconnected systems of the West in modern times. It's necessary so that you can grasp the hidden meaning that was being expressed in the Christian nativity scene and other biblical stories in the Bible that were actually veiled ancient Kemetic science. Second, you will learn about the ancient Kemetic mythological story that the nativity scene is actually expressing, but using coded language and symbols by the Greeks to veil the knowledge so that only the initiates of the mystery schools and people in the know could really grasp it. Lastly, I will give a detailed esoteric breakdown of Jesus in a stable full of animals lying in a manger. So here we go. The ancient meaning of mythology beyond entertaining stories. These Egyptian myths were part of the ancient Egyptian mystery school teachings for initiates into their mystery systems. Today, we will call part of these teaching divination tools like numerology and astrology, but also medicine. Different sciences like earth science, astronomy, biology, and spirituality are metaphysics as well. But unlike today, divination, science, medicine, and psychology all commingle to give a well-rounded picture of the human organism connected with nature. A person could study for 20 years in one particular field in the mystery systems. The foundation of their teachings was that everything in creation originated from a source that created our physical world. Our world emanated and was part of that source, including mankind, which was the ultimate product within this creation. Their metaphysical science started with the ancient Egyptian myth of Atum-Ra. It was about the journey of the primordial light of God from the heavens or spiritual world and how it became immersed in humankind. Atum-Ra represented universal intelligence or consciousness of the desire of God to exist and create that infused everything in the universe. This desire of God to exist and create was symbolically represented as a burning fire within. In ancient Egyptian symbolism, the sun became the metaphor on the earth plane for this fire that burned within the Creator and the light that will illuminate, enlighten, and expose all darkness and ignorance. Because the ancients believed that every human being was a potential seed or spark of the fire and light of the Creator within, the sun became a metaphor for the light or spark of God immersed within humankind. That spark we call a soul in modern times. Etymology is the study of the origin of words. You will see the connection to the soul and the sun through the Latin prefix S-O-L, which means sun. We get our modern words, solar and solstice, from this ancient prefix. Over time, it became a homonym or sounds the same as our modern English word for soul. This is how we can connect the dots to the New Age concept of humanity as beings of light or souls having a human experience. This will become relevant later during the analysis and breakdown of the nativity scene. But the ancients knew that most of us were not aware of what the power of that light meant for us here on the earth plane. So using the natural journey of the sun as a metaphor for our soul, they represented the soul's descent into the human body as nighttime and our lack of awareness of our God self as a dead, mummified, lifeless body of Osiris. The job of the soul was to awaken the Osiris to the knowledge of the light of God within. This awakener came to be personified as Horus through the Greeks. Historically, Socrates, Plato, and Aristotle all studied over the centuries in the ancient Egyptian mystery schools. This knowledge was guarded in the mystery schools and through ancient African traditions was passed along orally. But the Greeks broke tradition and began to write it down. However, to keep the knowledge hidden from the non-initiated, they developed a secret esoteric or hidden language. That meant that those who didn't have the keys to the language could read the stories and never understand the mystery school teachings underneath the stories. This was alluded to in the Bible in Mark 4, verses 11 and 12. This is a very brief backdrop of what became the four Gospels in the Bible. They were the teachings of the mystery schools for those with the keys to unlock the hidden knowledge within the text. The nativity scene in the Bible is one of these stories with very complex and intricate metaphysical science knowledge written in an esoteric or hidden symbolic and linguistic code. But many of the Christian fathers never knew these keys to the esoteric language. It's obvious that some of the keys they had, but the deeper knowledge remained historical for them. In Kemet, the mythological figure of light and the awakener of the dead and lifeless Osiris was known as Yahusha. Yahusha became the English name Jesus that we know in the Bible as the Son of God. What we were taught as Christians as the life of Jesus in the Bible in ancient Kemet was the story of how the light of God came into the world through mankind. Yahusha, or Jesus, became a metaphor for the journey of the soul from the heavens into the human body, which was represented as nighttime or darkness. The light of God had the potential to awaken anyone that would accept its guidance. But this ancient revealer of the power of God within could only be revealed through life experience, not told to you or read in a book. This is part of the reason that the knowledge was passed along orally for thousands of years and never written down. So that's the overall frame and belief system being expressed in ancient Egypt. Let's quickly recap. So the source and first cause of all creation was symbolized as the fire and light of Atum-Ra. That light descended from the heavens and created everything in the universe. Humankind is the ultimate product of that fire and light on the earth plane. Now, let's touch on the origin story of the nativity scene through ancient Egypt. The story of the nativity scene is expressed in the metaphysical science of the Egyptian mystery schools. As mentioned before, the story was first told as the story of Atum-Ra as the representation of fire or light of the Creator descending into the underworld or the human body on earth. The sun becomes the metaphor for the light of intellect and wisdom the soul brings to human consciousness. Atum-Ra travels in a boat or bark. The journey is divided into 12 hours of day and 12 hours of night. Nighttime, of course, is the sun setting below the visual horizon of the earth. This visual fact becomes a metaphor for the soul descending into the human body from the heavens. When in the underworld, the light was buried in the dead body personified as Osiris. This light or son of God's job was to awaken the dead Osiris and reveal to him the full awareness of its God self. When this happened, the awakened and aware soul would gain the title of a Christ. Each hour was linked to an Egyptian god or Neter. A Neter is a personification of how an aspect of nature functioned in ancient Egypt. These personifications were erroneously called gods by early Egyptologists. It's one of the reasons that many still believe ancient Egyptians worship many gods today. In reality, they didn't worship anything. They were expressing a very sophisticated symbolic and metaphorical system that explained the universal functions of the universe using natural symbols as clues. The birth of Jesus at Christmas is about the spiritual science of what occurs at the sixth hour of the soul's journey, or what we know as the midnight hour. In this hour, Atum-Ra, as the light of God, has already merged with the animal nature of the human body. It reaches its lowest ascent, but stabilizes and then begins its return journey back into the light of day. Metaphorically, the sun or soul has reached its weakest point in the journey or the darkest hour with any human experience. I just explained to you the origin and esoteric meaning of the Christmas nativity scene. Now, let's transition to the biblical nativity scene, and I will break down the veil symbolism that is the story of baby Jesus in the manger. So on December 22nd, the sun at noontime reaches its lowest point on the horizon and essentially halts and stands still for 3 days. This is a stabilization of the descent of the sun. From the perception of the ancients, the sun reaches an equilibrium and stops moving for 3 days. The stabilization becomes a metaphor for an equalization of the animal nature of the human mind and the light of the intellectual consciousness of God. At this point, on December 22nd, the ancients said the sun was dead. On this day, nights in the northern hemisphere are longer than days. You'll see this concept represented by the upside-down cross or St. Peter's cross. But 3 days later, on December 25th, the Son of God, or the intellectual awareness of the God self, is symbolically reborn, and the mind begins to detach and elevates from the mother or matter that has the animalistic tendencies that was in control. Now, let's address where baby Jesus rested. In the Bible, Jesus is born in a stable surrounded by animals like cows, donkeys, and sheep. This represents that Jesus' birth happened at a point where spiritual energy and physical energy were balanced and stabilized with each other. Baby Jesus becomes the personification of the light of God within humankind as a soul, the Son of God. The stable symbolizes the place where spiritual mind coming down from heaven and physical mind coming up from the earth come together and meet in the middle. This meeting place is inside the human body, where our spiritual intellect connects with our physical animalistic body. The stable, as in stabilization or equilibrium, expresses the ancient Egyptian concept of Ma'at symbolically without saying it. If you accept the commonly regurgitated idea of Ma'at as a goddess, you cannot grasp the esoteric concept as a function of nature and recognize it secretly veiled in the Bible. Accepting the mass beliefs about ancient Egyptian worshiping many gods has kept this connection veiled for centuries. Allow me to explain and delve a little deeper into the ancient esoteric science to pull out this Ma'at nugget and expose it. I'm going to break it down so it will forever and consistently be Baroque. So many are aware of the concept of the weighing of the heart seen in ancient Egypt. You have a scale with a heart in one pan and a feather in the other pan. What most don't know is that the two pans represent spirit and matter. Spirit on one side as a feather that moves air, and matter on the other side of the scale that represents the heart, our emotional animal body. When both balance, you're living ma'at. That's the symbolic meaning. Let me take this to another level through etymology, or the study of the origin of words. Taking the veil off of ma'at in the Bible. I hear many regurgitate the definitions of ma'at. Ask just about any so-called conscious person what ma'at represents, and you will hear balance, justice, truth, and reciprocity. They know the words, but it has no meaning to inform the life they are living. I want to change that today and help you understand the science beyond regurgitating and parroting what you hear. Let's take one word commonly associated with ma'at and the scales, the word justice. I'm about to connect the nativity scene and its deeper comedic science meaning to ma'at. I've explained in previous videos that one of the ancient names for primordial light was Ye'usa. Ye'usa is actually a combination of two ancient Egyptian terms, Ye'u and the Sa. Ye'u means God. Sa means heir or prince. Hence, Ye'usa meaning son of God. The letters I and J are exchanged in Latin. An example is I and you become J and you, in which the Romans added the word pater or father. Jupater became Jupiter or God the Father. Etymologically, there is an even deeper comedic connection here, but I want to keep this as streamlined as possible and not overload you. But hold on to the J-U in your mind for the next step to connect the concept of ma'at to the nativity scene. While you're doing that, I'm going to break down another ancient word for you. Let's look at the Latin word for sun, which is S-O-L or soul. It becomes a prefix in English. From soul, we have our English word solar, as in solar system, meaning sun system. It's also a homonym for our idea of S-O-U-L or soul. Both can mean fire or light of God, as stated earlier in the video. But we also use the prefix soul for the English word solstice. The suffix stis means to halt or stand still. Remember what the sun did on December 22nd? It halted or stood still for 3 days. December 22nd also marks the winter what? The winter solstice. Now, I'm getting ready to make an interesting connection to a commonly used definition of ma'at. Let's add the prefix J-U to the suffix stis, which means to halt, stand still, or balance, and we get the word justice that is connected to ma'at. So Jupiter, or the sun, stands still at the winter solstice and is stable or balanced. Justice and solstice have a deeper hidden symbolic and etymological connection to ma'at. But if you simply regurgitate without knowing the science, you will completely miss the hidden connection in the Bible. The initiates would get it. Now, back to our regularly scheduled lesson. Jesus, as the light of intellect within humankind, is born in a stable and happens in the winter at the solstice. Catch the play on words of stable, as in stabilization. The same concept is stated in a couple of different ways that connect the Egyptian concept of ma'at here. It represents the merging of animal mind and matter and the consciousness or intellect of the spirit. The God intellect or light is at its lowest point and merged with the human animal instinct in a balance or stasis that is in the human body. The sun is reborn and begins its journey back into the light of day on December 25th. Through life experience and gaining more wisdom, it will ascend to the awareness of the power of the God self within and then resurrect as a Christ at the equinox of March 21st, which is celebrated at Easter. This time is marked by the Greek cross that looks like a plus sign. Now, let's quickly break down the esoteric meaning of the manger. The manger is where the animals eat, right? It represents how the enlightenment personified as Jesus is like the spiritual food for the soul to take in and digest. The place of birth is called Bethlehem. In ancient Hebrew, the prefix Beth means house, and the suffix Lehem means bread. So Bethlehem means house of bread. Is Jesus not mentioned as the bread of life in the Bible? John 6:35 says, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry." Just like we eat physical food to nourish our bodies and help our physical growth, we need to absorb the divine spiritual nature of wisdom to nourish our souls and grow spiritually. The animals coming to eat from the manger represents how people who are more focused on physical, animal-like desires need to take in the spiritual wisdom of the light of consciousness to balance their development or live life through the principle of Ma'at. What I've expressed in this video is a very small part or piece to the puzzle of the Kemetic science. The way I teach it will allow you to connect the other puzzle pieces so you can get a full picture. As you study these ideas, you will find links from one piece to the other. It's designed that way to make the knowledge discoverable through your own insight and intuition. If something doesn't fit etymologically, numerologically, symbolically, metaphorically, mythologically, astrologically, psychologically, and through earth science, then it's most likely incorrect. These ideas were divine or universal because they fit from the smallest atom to the biggest star. Be aware of those that take one part and make up concepts that might sound good individually, but become nonsensical when you try to fit them into the larger puzzle. As Christians, we are asked to have faith and belief in the resurrection. In reality, the true Kemetic science has more relevant meaning today than what was worshipped in religion. We try to measure up to the impossible standards and simply worship Jesus, when in reality, Christ is an aspect of each and every one of us that we can reach when recognizing the spiritual food gained through wisdom that life experience has to offer. If you're a pastor, I hope you can recognize the potential in learning these ancient concepts so that you can begin to usher others into the light of wisdom and personal growth. You don't have to relearn everything you know. You can learn the original principles and teach an empowering message. Now you have a deeper understanding of the nativity scene at Christmas and how it fits into the ancient Kemetic science origins and your life. I hope you enjoyed this video and that it was enlightening for you. Please like, share, and subscribe to my channel for future updates. Share this video with anyone that will be consciously elevated and vibrationally uplifted. Thank you for watching.